as I become more interested in running, I regularly, just aimlessly, wander around sports shops and look at the vast array of running shoes. 9 times out of 10, I'm not even buying anything. I just like being in a running environment, I guess. It's a bit like the way, when I was younger, I used to walk around record shops without a penny and just look at all the different records. All the running shoes I look at, though, are in three broad categories. Shoes for overpronation, shoes for, I think it's called supination or supination, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, and shoes for neutral runners. Basically, the three categories are to do with your foot and the way your foot lands and takes off when running, whether you run on the outside of your foot, the inside of your foot, or neutrally. The shoes have padding to address any overpronation or supination so that, you know, you're kind of forced to run neutrally. Many runners swear by their shoes, but I'm increasingly beginning to think in a lot of cases the shoes are treating the symptom rather than the cause. I run neutrally, but after my last marathon, I was told that I had a slight overpronation. But instead of buying different shoes, I suspected the problem was not my feet, but the fact that my glutes were really tired after the marathon. And so that's the bottom, muscles in your bottom. So I went to the osteopath and I did exercises to strengthen my glutes, squats and stuff like that. And hey presto, new analysis of my running, and I'm back to running neutrally. The analysis was correct, I was overpronating, but I treated the cause rather than the symptom. I'm sure there are lots of things wrong with my running. I just hope I have become, and have the foresight rather, to separate the cause from the symptom, so I can become a healthier runner, rather than just a runner that puts a band-aid or a plaster over the problem. In the meantime, I will continue to wander around running sports shops and covet all the running shoes, whatever category they're on, and hope I'll get the pay rise so that I can actually afford them. Oh, and the picture today is of me putting on what's called racing flats. And so those are shoes without much cushioning, so that you can supposedly run as fast as possible. I ran my personal best in them when I ran the Amsterdam Marathon, and I've got no idea whether it's the shoes or whether it's the fact that I trained like a lunatic beforehand, or maybe a bit of both, but that's the picture.